This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Spread the word on 93.3 The Planet.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
Sounds like the way Mary would say it.
Damn.
Which, by the way, she appreciated all the happy birthday wishes yesterday.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I got her Chick-fil-A.
What'd you get?
Chick-fil-A.
Oh, number one.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, hey, how's it going? Just getting Britt ready for school. What's going on?
Oh, not much. I'm good. I know it's early and everything. You're probably busy, but I got to talk to you about something.
You know what? I'm gonna go in the. We just said put your shoes on, and then we're gonna go. Okay. Sorry, she's in a mood this morning. Okay, what's up?
Okay, look. I know that there's a lot going on with you, and you know, I've been trying to be supportive, you know, and I didn't want to bring all this up over the holidays and all, you know.
Bring what up?
Well, you know, I've been wanting to talk to you, Jessica, about, you know, all the traveling that you've been doing. I mean, you've been going a lot of places, and I know now you said you're going to head out again soon.
Actually, Saturday, that's the plan, is I'll probably be leaving around 10 o'clock in the morning, and then I'll be back on Wednesday.
Okay. You know, that's just part of my concern, you know. I don't think that you should be going and leaving again.
What are you talking about?
I mean, this kind of, it has to stop at some time. I mean, it's just been too much traveling for multiple reasons.
What are you talking about, Tim? What are you?
You have to stop traveling the country. You have to stop traveling the country. It's like you're running from the cops or something.
I promise you. I promise there are no cops involved. Believe me.
Okay. All right. So maybe that was a bad joke, but you're gone way, way, way too much. And I have to say something about it. You're my sister, and
okay. Wait a minute. Maybe what do you mean way too much? I mean, I'm not bothering you, so I'm not asking you to help me. So what's the problem? What is this about?
Okay, I mean, I guess you're not bothering me directly, but you know, you got to admit that you're putting Mom and Dad in a precarious situation. You know, a situation that I don't think they need at this age in their life.
Need what? They love having Britt around, and all they have to do is like take her to school and pick her up. She's you know, it's not like they're babysitting, and I give money, so I don't know what's your real problem.
I mean, so there's a couple things here. I mean, doesn't it bother you that you're away from Britt for so long, and you know, that you're asking Mom and Dad to practically raise her for you, you know?
Well,
I mean, you're sending money, but at some point you're going to run out of money.
Wait a minute. I don't even know where this is coming from right now. Did Mom and Dad ask you to do this? Did you tell them that you were going to call me?
I mean, they don't know that I'm calling you, but I have spoke with them, and you know, I have to step in and say something.
Yeah, but you have no, if they don't have a problem with this, I don't know why you do. It doesn't.
Because I, okay. Good morning, Jessica. Hey, Jessica. Good morning.
Hello.
Hey. This is the Rise Guys. We're a radio show down in Greenville, South Carolina on 93.3 The Planet. And this is Truth and Consequences.
Don't mind us.
This is all live on the radio right now. Your brother Tim obviously just told you how he feels and wanted to tell you on in a public forum how he feels about this. I'm not.
Are you serious, Tim?
Jessica, I'm sorry. I had to get your attention. You know,
yeah, you should be sorry.
This has been going on for way too long.
That I'm a bad parent, and I'm not a bad parent. I'm a good parent, and I'm doing what's right for the best of myself so I can take the best care of my kid, Tim, my kid.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of this. You know, it's sometimes it's not the best to do for yourself. You have to think about
it. Who are you to say? Is there anything wrong with Britt? Is she having problems with school? Is she acting out? No. She's totally fine. And
How would you like growing up with your grandparents for 8 months?
Listen, she's not growing up with her grandparents. Tim, you're being like, you're being super dramatic about this.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, he's hearing this from your parents' point of view. So
is he though? Because he just said that he hasn't talked to them. He might talk to them about it, but I'm pretty sure that he didn't tell them that he was going to humiliate me.
Well, I don't know that it's humiliation. I don't know that
really?
It's that. Well, we haven't said your last name. I don't know how to pronounce it.
How would I feel if I was raised by my grandparents?
Yeah.
That's not even a true statement because she's not being raised by my grandparents. Did he tell you why I'm traveling? Did he tell you all of that? Or did he, what did he say?
Well, he told us that basically, this is, I'm telling you what he said. Maybe he misrepresented it.
Obviously, we don't know.
He said that since you took the severance deal at your work, he told us all about that, that you've went on these many vacations. And while you do that, your parents are, he said raising them. He said it. I ain't passing judgment.
Jessica. I mean, I understand it. You know, you got pregnant at a young age, and you didn't get a chance to really, you know, go out and have fun. But
no, listen, that is not what this is about. That's not what the – do you think I'm out, like, sleeping around? That's not what I'm
– Well, you were about to say why you are traveling. What is that?
Why is the reason? What is the reason?
Okay, well, there's a lot of reasons that I want to travel. One – And Tim's right. I had my daughter very young. I got married young, and I'm not out like gallivanting. I'm not like going off to resorts or anything like that. I'm traveling to sort of like recalibrate and just find out what's happening with me and my life. It's not easy being a single mother, and it's very, very stressful. And of course, I'm not going to keep doing this forever. But I, myself, me, Jessica, before I'm a mom, before I'm anything, I got to be able to make sure that I'm in a good spot. And I wasn't in a good spot, Tim. I wasn't. I took that severance pay.
Okay.
And I knew that I'd be able to live off of it because I don't need a whole lot of stuff. You might think that I need this big house for me and Britt, but we don't. We don't need any of that.
All right. Well, then how much longer is it going to take for you to recalibrate?
What do you care? Why do you care?
Tim, let's talk about what we just kind of brushed under the rug, though. Did your parents come to you with this, or did you ask? Because, I mean, this is coming from what you're representing as their point of view.
Yes. I mean, they feel the same. They are they love Britt very much, you know, but they...
No, I don't believe you, Tim.
They want you to get another job. They do not want you to be traveling the country.
Well, then they would say
every
that
other weekend. Well, I'm saying it for them. They probably couldn't. They probably don't have the chance or the ability to. Because
what you mean the ability?
Look how defensive
you're making. You're making
right
it
now
seem like I'm forcing her upon them. They pick her up.
What if they drop her off? And
what do you think I'm going to do? Just like hop on a plane to Tahiti? Of course not.
Yes.
Let me ask you.
How are you going to get back? How are you going to come back if they're sick?
I went to Guarma.
And I can't get a hold of you.
Unbelievable. Let me ask you something, Tim. So far, wait, let me finish. You've been doing all this talking and you presented all of this. So now you're going to hear what I have to say.
Get it.
When, at any point, has there been a time where mom and dad has gotten sick or where something has happened where there's been an issue? Britt's 12. She's not an infant. Has there been any time that you've received a phone call because mom and dad were sick or they couldn't handle being with her?
Yeah. I mean, they were sick, but dad got drunk and he couldn't pick up Britt from Girl Scouts the other night. And
God,
I had
let's not
too.
Out the entire freaking family.
Oh, my gosh.
That right there is...
like, whoa.
God,
how did you get home then?
Well, okay, so you guys can see this, right? Do you see what he does?
Yeah.
He just, like, sits around to, like, try to cause problems or try to create stuff.
How am I causing problems? I'm not the one leaving the
state. You just got done saying that dad's an alcoholic.
He didn't exactly say that. He said he tried to drive to.
That's my impression.
Girl Scout.
He said he was too drunk to go.
Dad got drunk.
Yeah.
People get drunk.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Now, Tim, you don't think about what you're saying. Like, you might think that you're helping. But coming on and saying something like that, and then also saying something like that about dad, what do you think that people are going to think that I let my daughter go to a drunk's house? What is better?
Well, that's why I said it. I want you to consider that. You know, you're inconveniencing all the people around you that love you.
It seems like the only one that's inconvenienced is you, for whatever reason.
And mom and dad.
And until... mom and dad talked. Well, it's too late now because, of course, I'm going to say something.
I was about to say, what are you going to say to your parents about this, knowing? Because he says, your brother says that they were aware that he was doing this today and were okay with it, if that's true.
Listen, it's so weird because, you know, we have very different personalities, Tim and I. You could probably tell by that. He's a super stable guy, a real, you know, worrywart, and he doesn't have a 12-year-old daughter like I do. He hasn't been through the things that I have been through. He knows my parents in a completely different way than I do. And I know that what I'm doing right now is what's best for me and my daughter. And if my parents had a huge problem with that, they would say something. I'm not going to travel forever.
Yeah.
You're totally overblowing this, Tim. Mm. I was so stressed out, and all I cared about was making money. For what? For what? Another pair of shoes? That's just, it's ridiculous. I
to
want a better
your daughter,
quality of life.
To support your daughter.
I do support my daughter. Tim, I do support my daughter.
Is her college fund? Who's funding this vacation? Her college?
All right, listen. I'm gonna throw you back a hold. If you're still there and we come back, great. Hold on, both of you. We have to go to break.
Rise Guys. I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's talk about a professional dispute between a Sarasota County school district principal and her substitute teacher.
A dispute.
What did you think I said?
The poop.
That is appropriate because the teacher did something horrible all over the park to ruin the principal's daughter's birthday party.
She pooped all over the park.
Well, we don't know if it was her poop or where it came from, but the 42-year-old woman named Heather Carpenter, she works as a substitute teacher at the elementary school, and apparently she had a problem with the principal at the school, who's a woman named Allison Foster.
Yeah.
Well, last month, Heather knew Allison was throwing a birthday party for her daughter at the park, and Heather knew all this because her daughter was in the same class and was invited to the party.
Really?
Yeah. All right. So to mess up the party, Heather went to the park earlier in the day and rubbed human poop all over the picnic tables in the
hockey.
Row. Yeah.
How did they know it's human?
I don't know how they knew.
Because I tell you something. My neighborhood has a strict rule about if your dog craps it, you pick it up.
Well, yeah.
And I saw one in my yard the other day. I'd hate to see the size of the dog if it was a dog.
Yeah.
It might have been a coyote or a person. It wasn't over the holidays. Could have been a person.
Could have been a person, yeah.
Oh.
So how do they know? It could be like remember that time, when The Rock gave British Bulldog the rock bottom into the tray of poop?
Yes.
They kept saying it was horse blank.
Uh-huh.
It really wasn't.
No.
Couldn't tell what it was.
You couldn't tell.
Couldn't tell.
There's no way to tell.
Well, this is what I know about the situation, is a witness saw the woman with light brown hair and a gray minivan come to the park around 6:30 a.m. and put the poop on the tables and the grills.
Oh, not the grills.
Yes.
God bless. That's awful.
I'm sorry. But
that's worse than the time Fatboy got the dozen donuts delivered here and he ate six of them. They got pictures of a guy wearing the donuts.
I don't know if you could fit that many on there.
Well, I'd say like at least three.
Three?
Yeah.
I'd say maybe one and a donut hole on top of it.
And the one
I can only take two munchkins.
The woman was wearing blue gloves and a blue mask. So, of course, when you see that and you report it to the park officials, they're probably going to have to remove the grills because that's...
You think probably, maybe.
And the tables.
Well, though, you said it was in a park?
Yeah.
So that means with the government furlough... Oh. It will not be changed. So don't go cooking out there.
Mm-hmm. She said blue mask. Mm-hmm. It was Ron Simmons.
It was a poo mask.
It was a gladiator.
So she wound up doing $2,300 in damage to the park. So she was arrested for damaging property and criminal mischief.
See, the reason I think it's animal poo is because.
Why are you in authority?
If it was human feces,
yes.
She had to save it. Like, when you don't just go find human feet, you saved it.
This level of crazy, you would do that.
I know.
Oh.
This level of crazy, you would save your own.
She
remember the story where the woman was following her, the guy she was stalking, and she wore a diaper so she could crap herself and get there faster? Remember that story?
Yeah, the astronaut.
Yeah, it's an astronaut did that.
Yeah. An astronaut.
There you go.
She went from, like, Houston to Florida, right?
One giant for mankind.
Oh, no.
I would have had like an 80-pound diaper. It would have been nuts.
Okay, I would have had to open the sunroof. stick my head out. God bless. That's awful, Paige.
I know. I mean, at a children's party, that's the thing that gets me.
I think the real evil in this world is women. I really do. I really, really do.
Why
do you think that?
Always cutting off ding-a-lings when they get mad at the guy, when they break up with him. It was small, although when you're married for 5 years, I'm not speaking. A friend told me this.
Did you watch that thing on Bobbitt?
No.
Oh.
I know the story.
Bobbitt ain't a thing anymore. Bobbitt's, yesterday.
They did a big 2020 special on it recently. Like, who doesn't know that story? I mean, I know every detail of that story, and I have for 25 years.
Yeah, Bobbitt and Costello.
But the amazing thing about that story is they found it and were able to reattach it, and it works.
That's the hitman from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Bobbitt Fett.
But, you know, all this smearing poop on grills that children are going to cook hamburgers on.
And that's got to be the last thing I would ever think of doing. Well, I'm gonna
we
get
didn't
somebody
even bring
back.
Any chili.
I'm going to get somebody back by using some poop.
Well, here's a story where a Florida man cut a man's off.
Was it his lover?
He got a $1 million bond for cutting it off last October.
Might have been his lover, though.
It doesn't say.
Well, I don't want to say any names, but if you had tried to do that to somebody in the room, you'd have to hire a crew and a bunch of power tools.
I've been threatened by a man before who said he'd rip it off and shove it down my throat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was that a threat or come on?
That was my daddy.
Oh,
oh my gosh. Wow. That's too much. Well, how about some more controversy? Breaking Bad star Bryan Cranston defends his role as a disabled millionaire.
You said band. You said Breaking Band.
I said band?
Jimmy?
I didn't hear it.
Oh, you're such a...
All right. Well, if I said ban, I didn't mean to. I meant to say bad.
I might not have been paying attention.
Are they rebooting it?
Tuning out?
I was trying to read about the guy in Florida.
Oh,
he flew from Atlanta to Chicago and then rented a car and drove it to Florida so he could
cut off his guy's
ding-a-ling.
No, he's from Florida. He did that in Illinois. Okay, he drove from Florida to Atlanta, then flew to Chicago and then drove to somewhere else in Illinois to go cut the junk off a dude who was dating his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay, anger.
That's what he did.
Okay. Thank you for that.
What if he took it back with him?
I don't know.
Get it through TSA.
Somebody get Trump spell check on Twitter, please. He just spelled Forest Fires with two R's.
Oh,
like Forrest Gump's on fire. He did it twice.
So with the Bryan Cranston thing, if you care, he plays a quadriplegic billionaire in the upcoming movie called Upside. And he's facing some criticism because people are saying that the role should be played by a disabled actor.
They're not going to be as good as him.
He's a good actor. He's a hell of an actor.
So he did an interview and he says he's aware of the need to expand opportunities, but he said his latest casting was a business decision.
Well,
and I agree with him because his actor, he said, you know, you play other people. It's not you're playing yourself.
But like, could Nell with Jodie Foster happen today?
No.
Tom Hanks as Forrest Gump?
Not
Forrest
anymore.
Fires? Like, I'll tell you an idea I had a while back because I'm trying to change it. My voices on Facebook fussing. One of the characters in my Facebook fussing was going to have a trach mic. And I was going to come in here. And I was like, somebody would have a problem with that. Acting as someone with a trach mic. Why do you bring all your problems on Facebook? It would have been fun.
Somebody
would have had problems with it.
And Brian says, as actors, we are asked to be other people to play other people. If I, as a straight older person, and I'm wealthy and I'm very fortunate, does that mean that I can't play a person who's not wealthy? Does that mean I can't play a person? I can't play a homosexual person? I mean,
but we know what it leads to. We know what it leads to. Do we know what it leads to?
Nothing.
It leads to nothing. People are. I've read the comments on the news story. People are like, next thing you know, people are going to talk about a black guy playing a white guy. I'm like, have you not seen White Chicks?
Right.
They've already played white girls.
But it's not real. That's the thing. It's not reality.
You're not going to be able to play Michael Myers or Jason in a movie unless you've killed people.
Right. Yep. It's a documentary.
Yeah, how many people have you stabbed? You can't have the job.
How many times you drowned and got your head cut off?
Yeah.
But it is, you know, I will note in Breaking Bad, R.J. Mitty's character did really have cerebral palsy. So
he did.
And he's a nice man. Yeah. I enjoyed hanging out with him.
You remember, like,
you can't play Superman. You can't fly.
This is
not
what
alien.
Sorry. Well, I was thinking, like, what was the movie? And the movie was The Ringer with Johnny Knoxville, where he pretended to be in the Special Olympics to win the Special Olympics. And there was some kind of caveat that was put in there, probably a good thing by Special Olympics. It said, you have to feature real Special Olympians in this movie, not people pretending to be.
No, like all the other people in the movie really were special.
Well, I can see that being authentic in that sort of situation. But if you're just playing one character, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's acting.
Yeah.
It's acting.
That's how you get that award, because you are not yourself and you're being something that's completely different.
What do they want to do, Breaking Bad with Corky?
You know, if you get an Oscar, it's not for you being yourself. It's being something, creating a character.
If we're going to take issues with anything actors do, we should take issues with them, like, sacrificing their bodies to the extent Christian Bale does for roles. Which
nobody.
Which he's done doing.
Well, yeah. Nobody will want to play R. Kelly in the movie.
No.
Man, I'm good.
No. The only person who can ever play Kevin Spacey in a movie is Kevin Spacey.
Oh, yeah. Nobody else is going to be into that.
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Something to think about, though. So men can't play women and women can't play
men.
Nothing like that.
Victor
anymore.
Victoria. Tootsie. I mean,
all the actors in the days of Shakespeare were men, even the women. They were all men.
At my church when I was a kid, at Poe Baptist Church, they had a womanless wedding as a fundraiser.
Yeah.
My daddy was the bride.
Not
swear
anymore.
To God.
I would have paid to see that.
I know. And the person that was playing the dad that was giving away my dad in the womanless wedding carried a shotgun in.
Mm-hmm.
Into the fellowship hall, carried a real shotgun in with my daddy in drag. And all the bridesmaids were in drag. And everybody's sitting around having a good time raising money for the Lord.
Yeah.
Nowadays, what go?
So, do you think that
Judgment House maybe drag show? No.
That society will go full circle, like after the '50s, you had the '60s and the '70s, and it was much.
And then after the '70s, what?
The '80s, you're a little bit more conservative.
Go on.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is that after a very conservative time in our culture, it gets a little wilder because people get tired of it. But do you think that's what's going to happen? Because
yeah, look at the it's not even an algorithm. It's called the timeline. That when we get too wild, they tighten us up a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they want to wilden us up. They give everybody credit. They print more money. And everybody. But then when you get too wild,
oh no.
Political correctness.
We got to pull back.
Keep
on
your
the
opinions to yourself. Whitewash everything.
Now,
siblings. Well, you know, siblings.
When does it become a problem that Rami Malek, the guy who played Freddie Mercury, all right, he's from California, but his parents were Egyptian immigrants. Mm-hmm. He played Freddie Mercury, whose parents were Persian. So you can't do that either, right?
No,
you can't.
That's not authentic.
No, you got it. Like, you literally have to be somebody to play them. If you're not, the only person who can play Freddie Mercury in a movie is Freddie Mercury. Nobody else can play him.
Not right.
Mm-mm. If he's dead, well, blanket. You can't make a movie about him.
Would you go see a hologram movie?
No.
Okay.
No, because that isn't really Freddie Mercury.
What if it's porno, though?
No.
Mm-mm. It's Jim.
No.
Remember Jim?
Yeah.
Crazy rock star.
Yeah. And the holograms?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Netflix.
No more Scooby-Doo movies unless you can teach a dog how to talk, by the way.
Okay.
And let it smoke weed.
Yeah. All right. And eat hamburgers and drive around in a van.
Yeah. I like it.
All right.
That's fun.
You have a plan. Netflix says that 45 million accounts streamed their Sandra Bullock thriller Bird Box in its first week of release. The biggest 7-day viewership ever. What?
I'm not going to watch it.
That fat boy's not paying attention anymore.
Let me tell you who else isn't going to watch it. James, my friend here, 9, will never watch Bird Box.
I will eventually.
No, you won't.
I might.
You do that thing, and I'm
you're
not saying
you're going to accuse me of some bullcrap, but go ahead.
You're a guy who wants to discover things, not to follow suit. You want to be the guy who says, can I do an impression of you?
If you want to. It won't be very good.
I'm telling you, these guys are going to be the next big thing. You got to go see them now while you can afford the tickets. 7-Year Witch.
Yeah, man.
Go see them. They're going to be the next big thing.
They're from Anderson, and they're going places. They're good.
But then when they blow up, and I'm like, Jimmy, I've got tickets to see them at the Turner, former Turner Field, whatever it is now. Oh, they're going to get I'll see them years ago for $3.
Free. To see them. I didn't go to Atlanta to see Metallica play SunTrust Park or see Foo Fighters play at Georgia State Stadium, aka Turner Field.
Yeah, you did.
I did. I did.
So
I go to all kinds of big shows.
Yes.
Huh.
That's because you didn't know Foo Fighters when they were starting out.
And tickets were free.
That's true.
Oh my goodness.
You can see way more concerts.
I'm going to see George Strait at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in
New
Georgia
Dome. Don't even get him upset over there because you probably don't have tickets to that.
It's really expensive. I'm waiting on my
tax return. No, Paige, I still don't have tickets to that.
You might see Dabo down there.
Maybe.
Everybody else
George Strait be wearing a Trevor Lawrence jersey.
But Matt.
I can't get tickets to Dick.
You can't win.
I just haven't watched it yet. That's all. I mean, I'm interested in Bird Box. I just haven't watched it yet.
Yeah.
I guess I'm lazy about it. I mean, it's a Netflix original, so it'll always be on there.
Don't watch it.
Get on the bandwagon. Then you have something to talk about with people that don't have anything to talk about.
I read the spoiler. Don't watch it. You'll hate it. I hated the spoiler I read.
Well, I didn't really. It reminds me in premise of A Quiet Place, and I didn't really like that movie.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm not watching that either. I read that one too.
Well, then don't. We're not going to force you.
Why do you do that?
Because I'll read it, and if it reads good, even if I know the ending, I'll go back and watch it.
I don't even know.
And then you probably sit there to your wife, I bet this is going to happen. And she's like, God, you're so good at predicting these movies.
He's already read the spoiler. I don't want to see it.
I'll tell her, so you don't want to watch it.
It's your alter ego, the spoiler.
Because I watch for other stuff. The performance.
Hey, don't watch it. Jenny gets AIDS.
Okay, plot hole. How come the kid doesn't get AIDS?
Call me that.
She couldn't have got it after the kid?
That's great. I've never heard anybody say, why didn't the kid have AIDS?
They never talked about it.
How do you know the kid didn't? And B, couldn't she have contracted that after the kid was born?
They wouldn't have let him go to school with AIDS without telling everybody. He'd have to wear like a, you know, scarlet letter.
All she did was stick him in the other room in front of a TV watching cartoons.
Uh-huh.
She wasn't a very good mother.
I'm going to look at the timeline of Forrest Gump, see when the kid was born.
Jenny.
This is so ridiculous.
He's 5 years old. Yeah. He's yours, Forrest. He's mine.
Well, he was born before she died, and she died of AIDS, so he's got it.
But he was five when she died. Or when he was five when his mama died, when Jenny
she
died.
She could have contracted it later. You're right.
She didn't get it after he was born.
She could have. I think that's how Lieutenant Dan really lost his leg.
Stop spreading rumors.
Not Haley Joel Osment, little Forrest.
Little Forrest.
It gives you Haley Joel Osment's birthday.
Yeah, he's fat now.
Oh, he is. I
named him Forrest after his father.
Yeah.
He got a tapeworm or something.
Remember when Forrest looked around? It didn't dawn on him. He's like, I named him Forrest after his father. And he's like,
oh, no.
Me?
Go listen to the original voice he used for that. It was
Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
What was the original voice?
I mean, it wasn't that. It was a more progressive kind of sped up.
I'm not a smart man, but I know what love is.
Okay, fat boy. She had to have gotten it after Forrest Jr. was born because Forrest is his daddy and Forrest didn't have it.
Yeah.
So she contracted it after she had sex with Forrest after Forrest Jr. was born.
He lost his hair. Maybe that's why.
I'm not a smart man because I have AIDS. He was running from AIDS. And it caught him.
Yeah.
I guess because you're from Alabama. That's why. Should be from Clemson.
That's what happens when you get a Greenbow.
All right.
See,
thanks.
If the kid had it, then Forrest would have had it.
Maybe it skips a generation. I don't know.
Maybe she had a menage a trois with Rock Hudson. It's somebody else.
Doubtful.
Common sense. Well, I'm Paige in those shows, guys. Headlines.
Maybe just say in the director's cut what really happened.
Oh, break it down. I hate when people do that. I hate when people break down what movie. I hate it. Because if you ever get bored and you said, I've seen everything on the internet, look up the conspiracy theories about Back to the Future on YouTube. Oh, my God. They're saying Twin Lakes Mall was talking about the Twin Towers. Because when it comes back to 2015, there's only one Lake Mall.
That's true. Only one lake.
This is what happens when you give everybody disability. This is what happens. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. More Rise Guys right after this.
You know you love them, but all you got to do is like the Rise Guys at facebook.com/933theplanet. The proud home of the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3. The planet just rocks.
Thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, emailed, the whole nine yards. We appreciate you. And congratulations again to Fatboy for winning his first ever Ring of Fire today. Golly.
I'm shocked.
Bravo, Fatboy.
That was something else.
You own it, Fatboy.
I got lucky, man.
You'll be excited to play next time because you're good at it now.
I know. It builds a little confidence.
Yeah, it does.
Paige, you want to tell him? We really threw it.
I know.
That's not true.
Really
threw it's not it. True.
I could tell by your face.
I was pissed that I lost you.
Do
you
have any joy in life other than...
None.
I got some here in about 2 minutes.
All right, go for it.
Stomach's tore up, huh?
Not if I beat you to the men's room.
Oh, come on. Let me get the big
man,
one.
Man, I haven't been in 2 hours.
The other one's too low.
That's only too. For people with special disabilities.
It's too low, man. It's
I
like,
had back surgery. I qualify.
He can do that.
Yep.
He got the placard.
Dibs.
It'd be funny if you hang the little handicap placard on the other side of the handicap stall. Paige has got you $1,000 next. Don't forget, we have a brand new Facebook Fussin' tomorrow, more Monster Jam tickets, more $1,000. You can get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341. Fat Boy.
Yeah.
Be in at 5 a.m. with the Rise Guys Rewind. We go live at 6. Thank you so much for listening. Have a blessed day and tickle it, guys, because it is good.
Here it comes. A 93-minute rock block is locked and loaded. It begins next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rise. One more.